Good morning. Danny Heflin here in Ottawa at the Farm Service Agency, bringing you the USDA report for the week of May 2nd. Well, we got a little planting progress going, so hopefully that can continue on and all the crops can get in the ground timely. But prior to that, the FSA staffs in the area have attended the training sessions for farm record changes, graduating our farm records to a web-based system. Well, with the staffs completing that, we should be able to come back to the offices and go right to work. But having said that, the software is less than dependable, and it does have its glitches, so we need to expect delays in accomplishing all the record changes that we have stacked up. We've been locked out of the changes for the last month, and these records have really piled up not only in the Audubon office, but in all the surrounding offices around. So if you submitted a request and have wondered whether that change has been completed, you don't need to come in. You can just give the office a call and ask us if we've gotten to that yet. Again, another reminder, the DCP and ACRE sign-up continues. The ACRE deadline is June 3rd. That's coming up here in just another month. And the DCP deadline is not until August 2nd. I would encourage all producers who plan to enroll in the ACRE program to do so now, as this is the first deadline here on June 3rd. And based upon the software functionality, as I just said a little bit ago, we may need this amount of time to complete that process by the June 3rd deadline. All producers should go ahead and call our office and set up an appointment. We'll take your information and prepare your contracts and try to have them ready for you when you come in. If there has been an operator-owner change, FSA does need to be aware that at least a day ahead of being able to run that DCP or ACRE contract. FSA Gov Delivery. The Farm Service Agency offices are moving to a paperless news distribution system through the utilization of an email status. Producers are asked to enroll in the new Gov Delivery system, which provides notices, newsletters, and reminders instead of on a hard copy through the email system. If you would like to receive FSA program information by email, be sure to provide us with your email address when you come in to sign up. And if you have signed up for this service, check your emails periodically for updates. Now let's move to Conservation Reserve Program, or CRP. The announced general sign-up is expected to begin on May 20th for 4 weeks. Producers wishing to enroll new acres or re-enroll acres expiring this fall should do so during this sign-up period. Remember, those dates are May 20th to June 14th. We do encourage producers to evaluate your options now for the benefits under the CRP program. Always check with the FSA office to find out more specific details, or you can find information about the CRP program online at www.fsa.usda.gov. Most all CRP contracts require some form of mid-contract maintenance during the life of that contract. This maintenance could include disking or interseeding or burning or disking and interseeding together or other measures. Please check your conservation plan and determine the years and the activities you are authorized to perform. If you have completed the management activities for 2013, remember to sign the forms, the AD245-862 that were submitted to you earlier, and get those back to your FSA office for your cost share payment along with your bills. Again, under the CRP, the reminder that the participants must schedule your maintenance on those activities outside of the primary nesting season. In Iowa, that primary nesting season is established at May 15th through August 1st. Therefore, any of the maintenance activities and the mid-contract management that I was talking about just a moment ago must be done outside of those dates. Acres enrolled in CRP are not eligible for cosmetic or periodic mowing at any time, but especially during that primary nesting season. But if you have noxious weeds that come about and they need attention during the nesting season, you are to contact your FSA office and obtain authorization prior to going in there and taking care of that situation. Generally, FSA will allow spot maintenance during the primary nesting season to control noxious weeds, which have been identified by the Iowa state law. And one final reminder for CRP participants that may need to certify their acres. They're reminded that they may file their annual certification with FSA now. But due to budget, FSA will not be mailing out the FSA 578 certification forms to the CRP participants. Mainly, this affects those participants who are only participating in the CRP program and do not have other crops to certify. So if you're within the listing area of this program and you only have CRP to certify, you should stop by your local FSA office the next time you're in town and complete that annual acreage certification report. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA report. Tune in next week at the same time for more updates from FSA and NRCS.